Hi, I'm Dino Tripodis, and I do love the scent of magnolias in the morning, but I prefer the taste of magnolia at night. This evening, Magnolia Spirits and Ed Carey on Whiskey Business. Welcome back to Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Here's something that I've determined and I take a lot of stock and confidence in, and I'm pleased when it comes to this in respects to myself. I'm going to be 64 years of age this coming April, and I still get excited about things. You know what? You can get bored, you can become complacent, but I still get excited about things that I've done 1,000 times over. I still get excited when I sit down to a fresh poker game and play. It's like I'm playing for the first time. I still get excited when I go to a movie that I'm excited to see and everybody's talking about, and I sit in the theater and I get to watch it. I get excited. I get excited when I sit here on Whiskey Business and come across a new whiskey, or whiskeys in this case this evening, and try them for the first time. I get excited by things I've done literally thousands of times, but when I'm doing it and it's new and it's something I haven't had before, it's a new experience all over again.
Absolutely.
And that is what I love about life. And that is what I love. It's one of the few things I love about myself. There's a lot of things I despise about myself. But the fact that I can appreciate those things, be it a meal, a whiskey, a movie, a card game, whatever. These experiences, and that is my life lesson to you.
I'm going to say this very, this very nice.
Yeah, what is my life lesson?
Is this the last episode
being,
here?
Being the elder in the room is something that you should embrace and think about, because we get far too complacent.
It's the little things in life, as they say.
The little things in life on a regular basis. And tonight is one of those things that I'm excited about. Our guest is Ed Carey, who bills himself as a whiskey merchant for Magnolia Spirits. And Magnolia Spirits is right here, another great freaking whiskey right here in Ohio. Ed, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I appreciate
it. Dino, thank you so much. It's great to be here and meet you in person. And the energy in this room is just wonderful.
Isn't it?
And I just want to correct you, though. I'm the old guy in the room.
I know. I know. I meant collectively with the horse.
That's right.
It's nice to have somebody trump me a little bit.
Thank you and the boys and your team. This is just great.
It's gonna be great.
We're gonna. You talked about excitement. You know, I'm a generational, a decade older than you. And excitement's everything. Once you lose excitement, they might as well put you in the ground.
Right.
That's true.
Right. But we're gonna talk about bourbon and whiskey. So we're going to stay excited today.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And I think you and I are going to become fast friends, because we're going to find out the history of Magnolia, how it started, why it started, and where it's going. But just before we start, and we have three bottles we're going to try tonight. Tell us about the three bottles we're going to sample this evening.
Well, we need housekeeping first, right?
Oh, okay, the housekeeping. See, Ed, I've done over 250 of these things. And I forget about the business. I am one of the worst marketers in the world. Hansberry, do the business, and then we'll get to the good stuff.
I'm going
to
edit this to make it sound seamless.
No, you're right.
I want to cut me out.
Thank you, John, by the way. Go ahead. Do the business.
Whiskey Business is the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey.
Yes.
Whiskeys this evening. Thank you. Thanks for subscribing on your favorite podcasting app. Make sure you do subscribe and follow us. Also, rate and review us, especially on the Apple podcasting network there. They like that, and other people find us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis, because all of these are videotaped, unedited episodes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to edit myself out and make me sound like really good. On the podcast.
But and I just
video,
let it roll.
Yeah, all the moles and scars and whatever
are on the video.
But make sure you subscribe, smash that little subscribe button down there, and hit the little bell icon, and you'll get notifications every time John posts a new episode on YouTube. WhiskeyBusinessPod.com is our website. All the archived
you
episodes.
You got that right.
How about this? Yeah. It's like I practiced or something.
Something.
I had a shot before we started.
Okay.
Maybe that's
found the secret.
The perfect level. One shot.
One shot. Maybe all just a bundle of nerves before we sit down, and we need one to settle you. Okay.
But we've got all sorts of videos and writings and pictures and stuff on the website. And then thanks to our podcast parents, our family, Evergreen.
Evergreen Podcast out of Cleveland, Ohio, continues to grow and prosper as well. And we're thrilled to be part of that family.
And we have a big announcement, right?
Yes, we do.
Next week. What? What's happening?
Next week. Is it next week already?
Well, by the time this drops, it'll be next week.
By the time this drops, you're right. Good. Again, Johnny.
April 13th.
April 13th, Whiskey Business presents The Premise. Created by our own John Whitney and executed with the help of Chip Cassell, Greg Hansberry, and myself. We are back at the Shadow Box in the upfront stage.
Right. Yep.
At the upfront stage with The Premise, a comedy game show / podcast. It's great.
Tickets are on sale now.
Tickets are on sale now. You can go to all of our socials and find out where. Right.
Yeah. There are links in the description of most of everything that we've posted. Yes.
Yes.
And probably at the Shadowbox's website as well.
Yeah, you should go to the Shadowbox website, and you have to go to venues, and you go to the upfront performance space, and you'll find us.
Yeah. Two competitors are handed a premise that night. They get 20 minutes or so to write 5 minutes of stand-up material, then come back to the stage and do it. And in between all that fun, we have a guest comic who performs and sits down with us as well. And it's just a fun, fun night.
Who's the guest comic?
Mike Larson. Mike Larson is our guest comic, who's been on Whiskey Business before. Mm-hmm. And he's been on The Premise before.
And on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yes, he has been. And Dan Seabree and Ian Williams are our competitors. So
I'm pumped.
It's going to be great.
Because we're on a roll with this, for people who didn't know, but then it kind of got squashed like everything else because of COVID.
Because of pandemic.
They closed the venue and everything. Yeah. So
the pandemic. It's going to be awesome. Pandemic.
We can breathe.
That's why
we
have bourbon.
Breath.
That's right.
It
cures everything.
You see a lot of bourbon sitting around you. This is small by comparison to what was here before the pandemic. Yeah, we went through a lot of whiskey over the course of the pandemic. But now we have three new bottles to add to the shelves. Magnolia Spirits. I said you and I are going to become fast friends because I think we are of like mind. You mentioned being excited about life and excited to do new things. When did this happen and how did Magnolia come to be?
Long story short, first of all, I'm a Buffalo boy, still a fan of Buffalo Bills, and moved here in 83. now I'm a Buckeye fan. And my wife's from here. We got six grandchildren, three adult kids, and just a great family. We're very fortunate, just very fortunate. But after spending 50 years in the real estate development business and having my own business for 30 years, I retired at the beginning of COVID, just before COVID, which was a mistake because I've got a lot of energy. My health is good. I'm always looking to do something. And I'm the worst damn golfer you ever met.
See, another thing we haven't got.
You guys are, man. You're like two pieces of a pot here.
We're like soulmates.
So my wife said, you got to find something. You're driving me nuts. Get out of the house. So I looked around at some different opportunities and stuff, and I'm Irish. I'm an Irish Catholic. I grew up drinking, whiskey, so this was easy. And I decided to create a brand and source literally everything. So I looked around and I found this brand, S.N. Pike's Magnolia, that was trademarked in Cincinnati, trademarked with the federal government, but in Cincinnati in 1849. And like everybody, they all went broke during Prohibition.
Right.
And so I'm looking around for a brand, and I read about Samuel Pike, who sold his whiskey all over the country and Europe and stuff, Magnolia. And he sourced everything. He didn't make anything. He bought all his whiskey from Kentucky and then blended it. And back then they called it rectifying. They'd put in all kinds of shit. They'd put in paint. They'd put in dye. They'd put in stuff. Because this was before the Bottle and Bond Act when they started.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah. And maybe that's why he died at a young age. But I found out that it'd fall on a trademark. And so I applied for the trademark. It took me 4 months. I got the trademark. And I said, this is great. I'm a marketing guy, you know, been marketing real estate for 50 years. And I said, now I got to find some barrels. So I had the hard work of going to every distillery of note in Kentucky and sampling all their wares, trying to figure out.
You poor bastard.
Oh, it was a tough job, but as they say, somebody had to do it. And interestingly, the ones that I liked, Bardstown in particular, they said, we love you, but you're a new guy and small. We can't sell to you. And then the ones that I didn't like, they wanted to sell to me.
Sure.
So I visited and spent time with the folks at MGP, which is the former Seagram's distillery in southern Indiana, right across the Ohio River, and started the business and bought 144 barrels, had them shipped here in town. We've engaged Noble Cut to finish, bottle, and ship our product to the state and to other states. We started selling in January 2021. So we've been selling for 2 years and 3 months. We're in four states, and of all places, Alberta, Canada.
Okay.
Oh, and what's like interesting is that I can figure out how to run the business model and do the sampling and tasting and blend it the way I want. But I needed some marketing help. My daughter spent a lot of time in high-level marketing in Miami and spent time in Europe learning the business. And I said, Megan, would you please join me as a partner in the business? You can take care of the social media. You can take care of all the propaganda, notes and stuff.
That's very nice, by the way.
And
brand
everything.
Is very nice.
And Megan said to me, if you're going to be in the business, you got to be on Instagram. And my response was, being an old guy, what's Instagram?
What's that?
So she takes care of that. Now we have 1,900 followers on Instagram, nice. And we're on Facebook. Our Instagram handle is Magnolia Spirits. And our webpage is snpikesmagnolia.com.
Hey, you got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we started the business and started making calls to the liquor stores and to the bars. And the people from out of state, because of our social media for Megan, they contacted us.
Okay.
We've shipped 194 cases to Arkansas, of all places. And they contacted us. And said we need some bourbon down here that's different and new. And they did that, and then Canada contacted us because they wanted a rye. So we found a few niches and stuff. And when I started the business, as in all my life and everything I've ever done, I always seek honesty, integrity, and quality. And our product is quality, and that's why we chose or allowed MGP to choose us, I guess, because their product is consistent. You know what you're getting. You can rely on it. And since I was new in the business, I wanted to make sure I didn't make any mistakes, you know, in the first year.
Right, right.
I did, but I'm not going to tell you about those mistakes.
We wouldn't know.
So currently, we have three offerings. And we have a 94 proof wheated bourbon, very much in the Weller family. If you put this next to Weller 12, which I've done with my buddies and stuff, it's not a Weller 12, but it can stand at the same table.
It can sit there. It can
keep
the
company. After you guys taste it, you give honest opinions of what you think.
I'm a big fan of the Weller 12.
That's other than drinking Magnolia, Weller 12's my go-to drink.
And a hard bottle.
Except
to find.
I barely afford it anymore.
Yeah, you can't find
right.
it. I think I got a bottle over
right.
there that's never been, that's still not open.
And as I have a different. Oh, that's Samuel Pike back there. If you can see him,
he looks alive.
Yep. And in the fall when it's hunting season, I grow my goatee and
nice
and mustache. Trying to emulate him.
The little glasses.
That's nice. Right. That's right. But we're going to sample this.
Yeah.
And I guess the other stuff with the story is we've been having a lot of success with our sourced product. What I did with the label was I went back to the original bottle, which was a liter bottle that sold for $1
awesome.
In 1849 and the 60s, 1860s. And I gave it to the designer and I said, take their label, which had a banner and some flowers. And I said, just make it a little more contemporary, but I want the historic look. Mm-hmm. And the bottle is exactly the same. It's not tapered like a Weller bottle.
Right.
And the original bottle had this ring. So I wanted to get as close as I could to the original because that's our story.
Okay. Well, I got to be honest with you. When we first met you at the Whiskey Festival. Yeah. Go ahead. Just pour some out there because we're going to get ready to taste all three of these this evening. Silly Ed. Which one of these do you want to try?
Yeah,
I'm like, you go, all of them.
We'll start with this one.
We'll start with this one. But one of the things that first intrigued me and caught my eye, because I'm an old school guy and I think I'm an old soul, was the label.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the label. And it's I thought cool. to myself, and when I walked up to your area at the festival, I said to myself, man, if that whiskey tastes as sweet as that label looks, I'm in for a treat.
And you nailed it on the head. Good. It's like it's got the old school vintage quality, but just a little modernized.
Yeah,
you know,
modernized.
But it's timeless.
That's what we were trying to capture.
You captured it.
Right.
You did it great because
Thanks.
That caught my eye immediately.
And then it's still masculine, even though it's flowers.
Because when you say magnolia, it's definitely sort of a southern word.
Sure.
And it's flowers and really magnolias and stuff. It's on the state flag in Mississippi where we want to be. And it's just, I just fell in love with the label and the term magnolia.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
As far as marketing and catching the eye of a whiskey drinker. Nice.
Now, before we talk about this, the tasting notes and all that stuff that you guys know, I just know what I like.
So do I.
We'll let you guys talk about all the technical terms.
Well, here's the deal.
Give us too much credit.
Here's the deal. Right. We've said this, and I'll say it again for probably the 200th time. We do not claim to be whiskey experts. We just claim to love whiskey and love to discover whiskey and the tastes of whiskey and the complexities of it along the way. So we are learning as we go.
Good. Then we'll all learn together.
Right.
Now, what we do with this is, as the label says, we take four or five barrels and blend those together after they've been filtered. And that helps produce even more consistency because, and we'll talk about other things later, if you take a proof on one barrel and go down five barrels, you'll get a dramatic difference in taste and proof. So we're trying to create consistency by five barrels, but not 40 barrels.
Right.
And we've got 144 we're working our way through. And my motto is what we don't sell, I will drink.
There you go.
Can't let it go to waste. There's no loss. There's no loss.
Now, the other thing we do is after we've put it in the blending tank, and once again, I engage Tony at Noble Cut to do the finishing for us. And he does a great job. He knows way more than I do.
Apologies to Noble Cut because they need to get on the podcast too. That's one of the few people we've not had on the podcast. So Noble Cut, if you watch this, contact us. We'll contact you. We're going to make that happen.
I'll tell him. I'll make it happen.
And then the other thing. Hit Ed up on Instagram and he'll let us know.
The other thing we do is that we import Kentucky limestone water.
Huge.
And as we know, there's no iron in the Kentucky limestone water. And that's why everything, grains set aside, everything else not considered, that's why Kentucky is the home of bourbon, because of their water. And we're the only people in the state, as far as I know, with all the distillers around the state that import Kentucky limestone water. And whether here's an example of something that you can buy literally on Amazon for about $5 a bottle, that's Kentucky limestone water mix. We bring it in by the tote.
Right.
But I wanted to show this to you.
Sure.
And I actually keep one of these in my refrigerator.
Right.
In case you want to just
open it up a little bit.
But not too much. Not too much. So we'll proof it down over 2 or 3 days, very slow trickle, so we don't shock the water. Now I'm speaking like Tony would tell you, because he understands that, and it just makes sense to me.
Sure.
We mix it in over time, easy. And we think that's what differentiates our bourbon from all the other bourbons.
Okay.
So, salute.
Salute. This one has right out on the nose. We pick up a lot of floral on the nose, right, boys?
A little bit of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Some fresh baked bread, maybe.
I'm looking at some
of our notes.
Oh, it's nice.
Yep. Okay. This is all coming back to me now.
It's the 94 proof. Anybody's out there, and there's no a little bit of tiny burn on the back end, but very smooth up front. It's nice
up front. Very sweet. It's got this like sweet start, and then this like bitter crawl on your tongue.
Vanilla,
a little fruit.
Vanilla,
cherry
fruit. Yeah,
vanilla.
Maybe even a little tobacco, sort of hidden in there.
When you pick the 5 barrels to blend, Do you taste them ahead of time and try to mix, match them, or do you just pick 5 randomly and go?
Usually, we'll just pick 5.
Sure.
But we, out of the 144 that we started with, we'll make sure that it's spread over those numbers. So it's not one right next to another.
Gotcha.
Even though in transport and stuff, they probably get shuffled like a deck of cards. We're in the process now of finalizing an order with MGP, who's not taking any new clients, I might add, for another 100 barrels. So we're a legacy client, even though, and I was really surprised because we're so small. Mm. Like Old Elk, they bought $10 million worth of bourbon from MGP. I'm buying a couple hundred thousand. Dollars, not millions. Right.
So maybe it's just the fact that you have a very pleasant personality and you're a charming man that they kind of
tall, and I'm tall and handsome.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So maybe that was part of it.
Yeah. For all your listeners, extremely handsome
and old is handsome. I got that
you
filled.
Got that covered.
And Catholic.
I did not know that MGP was not taking any.
Clients
until or forever. Or
well,
I'm sure
no,
they'll open I, it but, up again, but for now,
yeah.
They're just overwhelmed because whiskey and bourbon is just. Are you amazed at that? That it hasn't really quite tapered off, that it continues to grow and explode. Ohio now has become this magnificent state for whiskey and bourbon and rye and so forth and so on. I mean,
you see our friends at Middle West just announcing a $6 million expansion.
That's gonna be awesome.
You know, Watershed will be next,
and
Noble Cut is breaking at the seams in their space. But I will tell you, because I've been around through lots of cycles, nothing lasts forever.
Right.
And usually there's overproduction at some point in time. And with the hundreds of millions of dollars that the Kentucky bourbon distillers are putting in, maybe it's 5 years from now. I don't know when it is. But everything's cyclical.
It is.
You know?
I mean,
so let's enjoy it while we can. Cheers.
And if you get stuck with a lot of Magnolia,
right.
We know where to come. Anyway, but
so what do you guys think?
I think this is a wonderful. I always think about what would be a great everyday whiskey that I would drink, and you know, this is a good special occasion whiskey. Of course, this is a special occasion night, but I could drink this every day.
Which I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you drink other stuff? You mentioned the Weller 12.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, once you start drinking your own product, do you forget about the other ones?
No. No.
And are you still able to enjoy the other ones and appreciate them as much?
Oh, absolutely, because I always compare it to Magnolia. I was drinking Elijah Craig Toasted last night. Killed the bottle. Not in one night, by the way. Not in one night.
Quit bragging. I was
right. You know, and it's high corn and 10% rye. It's wonderful. It's just a different blend. You know? But in the bourbon family, I'll put this up against anything in the state.
It's nice.
And I think it holds up pretty well.
It's smooth. It's even got a little bit of a sweetness to it as well.
But it still kicks.
It still kicks and still has a nice kick.
What's the price point on this?
So the 94 proof.
Well, the weeded that we're working on right
is
now.
Over there.
Yeah.
Is $50.
Oh.
$49.99.
That's exactly what we like.
Ding, ding,
right.
ding.
Right. Yep. Right. But, and then just running through them. And then the bottle and bond, 100 proof, of course, that's $55.
Oh, that's reasonable.
And then the barrel proof, which, as I said before, I always tell people, make sure your wife or your husband is with you, or there's an Uber on the way, because this is from 120 to 130 proof, and it's smooth. When we get into this is the way to finish the evening.
Yeah,
nice. Do you have a bedroom here? I may have to stay
sure.
here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? We have crash. A tasting cup. We can all, you know, have to drink it.
You can crash here if you have to.
Responsible show.
You'll be the first. You'll be the first Whiskey Business guest to stay over. But hey, there's got to be a first for everything, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So.
So that's the pricing, and this the the 94 proof is in the Weller family. And is similar, except it's proofed with Kentucky limestone water of Old Elk. And we're 65, we're $50, and yeah. theirs is 60 something.
Right. We've had some Old Elk on
yeah.
the show.
It's fine.
Really good. But this is great. We're off to a great start. Mm-hmm. This is it's a beautiful whiskey. And I want to talk a little bit more about the family affair part of it. Now, what was your daughter doing before she decided to get into Dad's whiskey business? And what well, I know what you were doing.
I have three adult children, and
are they all in the business?
No, no. Otherwise, there'd be a killing and a shooting. We'd be like the Murdaugh family. Somebody.
he'd be on Discovery ID.
That doesn't happen.
Sweet Magnolia.
it's a Southern story.
Itself.
It really married to a great guy in pharmaceutical sales, and he's 6'7", and so he has two boys, and they're going to be big kids, and they're athletes already, and they're in like fifth and sixth grade. And the good news is they have none of my genes. None. Nothing. I'm just a short, slow, white guy. You know?
Yeah. He is just like you, Dino.
He is just like, yeah, I'm telling you.
And Megan was in the fashion industry for years and years and years and just left that and is really involved in this. And the best part
shows,
is...
because there's some the best style, part you know? Is,
yeah, there's some style. Fashion. There is all the media.
There is
all
a little bit of... There is a little... You're right, Hans, but there's a little bit of fashion... to this product and
there's
how
no
it's
question.
And how it's dressed and how it looks.
Fashion sells, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're selling dreams because you can't get to everybody and say, have you tasted it? You know, getting somebody to try it the first time is the hardest. Once that happens, they're customers. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm in a liquor store counting the bottles or doing something, someone will be in there. One time I was in there and there was this young woman there, and she said, I need to get a couple of bottles of bourbon. My husband's having a party. And I said, excuse me, you should take some Magnolia. And I said, but here's the deal. If they don't like it, here's my card. Contact me, and I'll pay you back in full.
Wow.
And that's my standard offer to anybody who tries it. And never has anybody ever called me. Probably because my phone number's wrong. Or
I gave the wrong number.
It's only six digits.
But you know what? That speaks a lot to the confidence you have in the product.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So she left the fashion industry?
Yeah, and concentrates on her family, number one, and then works with me in this. And she's my partner and a part owner and all that good stuff. And we'd sit down and we'll have a business meeting over a glass of Magnolia.
Nice.
But the best part is I get to see her at least once a week. And that's the best thing in the world.
To work with your daughter and see your daughter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every day, you know, there'd be another killing, but they know that. It'd probably be me that was killed.
Well,
but I'm very fortunate in that way.
And you said it's your wife. You said your wife wanted you to do something because she knew that the retirement wouldn't work. So how does she feel about this?
Oh, she feels great.
Is she a whiskey drinker too?
Not really.
See?
She likes wine.
It's interesting.
She likes wine. And I told her that we'd been approached by somebody who might want to buy Magnolia. It's not for sale, but I'm a real estate guy. Everything's for sale.
Sure, right? Yeah.
My kids,
there's a
this
price
chair.
You'll
you want to buy
listen.
That?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you're always going to listen.
Yeah, totally. And my wife said, you can't sell it. You want everything to do.
So that's her biggest concern.
So you, we're growing it. That's what we're concentrating
isn't that,
on.
Was it, that's kind of a testament to the work that you've done in a short period of time, that somebody already wants to buy it. And
it's like
take
a house
it,
you're flipping.
And take it away from flipping
houses. Right, right. But I think what we've done, there was an article in Business First about Middle West.
Right.
And at the end of the article, they said, oh, and the other distilleries that are growing, and the Watershed and somebody else, and they mentioned Magnolia.
Nice.
No, that's just great. Because we've created a brand in under 3 years, really.
It's tough.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And we source everything, so we can really focus on margins and stuff and promotions. And we want to keep growing the brand. And since I'm still a legacy customer of MGP, I can get barrels where a lot of people can't. Some of the local distillers who source to augment their product can't get barrels from MGP.
So was it a dream to do this? I mean, in all the years that you were doing the real estate
No. When I was doing real estate, I was focused.
You're focused.
I was focused.
Is that how you work? I mean, you're a focused man. You were doing real estate. You're focused. And now,
yeah.
No, seriously, I'm
oh,
asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's it. You get the tunnel vision. This is my job. This is what I do. And now.
Well, if you want to be successful in anything, you have to enjoy it, number one.
Right.
And then you have to put in the commitment. And you can't be stupid, you know.
All right, we're out, boys. Yeah. Okay. All right, good talk. I'm Dino Tripodis, and that's Whiskey Business. Good night.
No, but like anything, this is always rolling around my mind in the evenings, on the weekends. It's just who I am. And that's what my wife says. You need this. You need this.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'd be talking to me.
You'll be home all the time.
Right, right, right. And it's fun.
But there were a lot of things you probably could have done. I'm sure, man, of your background, and you strike me as someone who has a lot of interests.
Well, I've done, you know, candidly, I've done a bunch of different things. It was just time to, you know, I'm in my middle 70s. It's time to roll it back a little bit, right?
Yes. You're in your middle 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless, man.
You know why?
Yeah. I see.
Because Megan's friends will say, gee, you look good for an old guy. And go, yeah.
Nobody listens to me.
The elixir.
Tell you all the time. I'm telling you. Yeah. A little bit of whiskey every day.
Absolutely.
Is a tonic.
You live for, right.
So
right.
You're like but, 10 years older than me. You're 74?
Yeah. Yeah. A couple years older.
What are you? Tell me. Well,
77.
77?
Yeah.
Damn.
You do look good. Sorry, but Pops. My dad's 71.
You know, but
you look
what it is, is just what you were talking about. It's being interested in what you're doing. It's interest. It's excitement. And just because you're an old fart, you know, you can still be interested in stuff. And a shitty tennis player, crummy golfer, you know, terrible bridge player, all that shit. So I got to do something.
You a good poker player?
I should be, but I'm not.
Okay, good. You can play anytime you want.
Yeah. Come back over.
We'll come back over. We'll play for Magnolia.
We suck too.
So I wanted to create something, and we've done that. Now I want to grow something.
Right.
You know, and given that I'm a little bit older than you boys,
just a little,
I didn't want to start a distillery because you got to go through all that. Uh-huh. You know, and then you got to lay up barrels.
Uh-huh.
And if you're looking down the road in 10 years, well, we're probably not sitting down together.
Probably not.
Right, right.
Right.
So let's source it. Let's do it. Let's have fun now.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I mean, you source it, you blend it, you put it together, but you still have to go through those steps. You still have to make the decisions. You still have a say as to what's coming out of this bottle.
Oh, I make every decision.
Right.
When I'm talking to the distiller, I say, this is how I want it. Tell me what you think, and then I'll make my own decision. Just the way I ran my real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give me all the input. Tell me what I don't know. Tell me what I should do. And I'm writing the checks. I'll make the business. I'll make the decision. Thank you.
Okay. So when you decided to go into the whiskey world, you know, I'm always curious about significant others and what they think. And your wife
said,
I have
a wonderful wife. I mean, we're coming up on, she'll probably kick me, but I think it's 48 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been 100% supportive when we started out, and she had a car and I didn't have a car, you know, a lot of years ago.
Yeah, that's amazing. God bless.
And that's what a partnership is.
Yeah, a partnership means a lot of things,
right?
In a lot of different ways, right. Things that you don't see, so and things
totally
that you don't
supportive.
Hear. That's great.
Yeah.
Does she know? Does she know you're here tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a very good relationship. She's at church and I'm here, drinking whiskey. I think it's perfect.
She's a good Catholic.
No, she's a Methodist. But
are you a Catholic?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Oh yeah. 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 But back to the business.
I go down a lot of rabbit holes,
that's
my friend.
Fine.
That's okay.
Fine.
Don't worry.
We could talk about Catholicism for about 2 hours, but that's another topic.
That's another topic for another podcast.
Bless you, my son.
Bless you back. All right, let's get to the second one.
Okay, the second one is going to
be... You guys
be
clean out your glasses a little bit?
Yes.
Our high rye.
My favorite.
Mm. Yep. If you love rye, you're going to love this. Think a bullet. It's in that family, and it's 95% rye, and it's bottle and bond, and this was Samuel Pike's original product,
okay,
which was rye bottled in bond, and that's why this is what we started with, and I had no idea which was going to sell best, but it's interesting, because the bourbon market is so strong right now that our bourbon outsells the rye 2-1.
Okay, but... I think
so. You're going to find on this that's rye, so it's 100 proof. It's proofed down the same way with our trickle proof with Kentucky limestone water, and you'll find that it's a little spicier.
I like spicy.
Yep.
Am I just out of the know? But I feel like you don't see rye bottle and bonded as often.
No, you don't. You don't. Usually, it's a lower rye.
Good.
Usually, it's a lower rye. Thank you.
Smells really good.
Smells really good.
baking spice and floral, maybe.
Yeah, a lot of floral spices for sure. A hint of vanilla in there.
But rich fruit notes.
Yeah. And now?
That could be my new favorite whiskey.
No, it's not. It's mine. You can't have it.
Oh, that is really nice.
Isn't it? Yeah. You know,
it's interesting that
I love bourbons, but I've always been a fan of when... you and I have been drinking whiskey for a lot of years before there was a whiskey explosion,
right?
And I can recall a time going to the liquor store where there'd only be maybe one or two ryes available on the shelf.
Yeah,
there were some other whiskeys available, and it started to increase. But ryes were
Seagram's.
Yeah, it was tough to get a good rye.
Right.
So anytime somebody takes the time to invest in something like this, and focus on rye whiskey. Makes me very, very happy. We had a beautiful podcast with the folks from Old Overholt.
Yes.
Who make a beautiful rye whiskey and
right.
and lots of other great folks. But they had their bottled in bond rye when they released that, and it was terrific. And this is
and at 100 proof, $55. I think it's in the right spot.
Megan and I,
we really enjoy doing tastings at the liquor stores. People say, "Well, Ed, you know, why are you doing that?" I say, "Because I enjoy it." Mm-hmm. And you meet so many interesting people.
Sure.
And Megan says, "No, you stop hitting on those girls. Stop that." And I go, "Don't tell your mom.
Don't tell your mom."
but seriously, seriously, what we'll find is we'll say, you know, come on up, taste a bourbon, taste a rye, and people know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they want.
Or don't want.
Right. But at most, you know, I would say 80% know that they want the bourbon or they want the rye. And the people that do the bourbon, the general response is, boy, this is smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do the barrel proof at tastings in the liquor stores. We do the other two. The 94 and the 100 proof. And the rye people go, "Oh, man, this is good."
Really good.
Yeah. And what's interesting is people, you know, they rush into a liquor store and we got our little table set up.
I'm not kidding. Probably one of the best ryes I've had in recent memory.
And the people come and taste it, at, you know, and they'll have their purchase in their arms. They've already checked out. And they go, oh, I got to go back and get a bottle of this. And that's what we want to hear.
Sure.
It validates what we're doing.
Let me ask you this, as a consumer, let's take the podcast out of it for a second. When you go into a liquor store, how hard is it to fight for space when you go into any particular store to get space and get your product up there?
So well, two things. One, they decide, say you're new like us.
Right.
Okay. So first thing they'll think about is your pricing. Mm-hmm. So we're never on the bottom shelf.
Right.
And we're usually eye level. Now, I've been to stores where we're not, and I go talk to the management, say why we're not there, you know, this and that. So it starts with pricing, but then it finishes with sales. If you're selling, your primo spot. Our number one store is the Hills Market.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I love Hills.
And on one side is Middle West, and then we've got our two bottles of each, six deep. And then on the other side is Old Elk.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
Boom.
And
good
I'll
company.
I'll compete against those guys happily. So that's how your location is determined.
Are you having success? And I don't know how it goes. Restaurants, bars, excited about it, picking up, using it?
The ones that we're in are. We're probably in a half dozen country clubs and more than a half dozen bars. And once they get it in, and the goal then is to get on the menu.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
You know, whether it's with a special cocktail or whatever. The key to this business is to be in restaurants and bars.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually
yeah.
The first introduction to these whiskeys.
Pardon me?
It's the first introduction to these whiskeys.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Because you can't be at every liquor store to do a tasting. Now, I've done in Arkansas, I don't know, 50 tastings because I can't get there. So we hire a company that does this and that, and that's how you get it around. And it's just part of marketing expense, you know? So that's fine. And then up here, we've hired people to do them, and we do them ourselves and stuff, but I can't get down to Cincinnati as much as I should, you know? And that's where this thing was from, mm-hmm. Right? But the key is to get somebody to try it, and that's why I'm so thankful to you guys for letting me talk about this, because maybe somebody will go out and try it. And I can guarantee you, you'll like it. If you don't like it, track me down. I'll pay your money back. But you got to find me, and I'll be hiding.
His phone number is 614.
I told my friend Jamie today, I said, there was some whiskey that I tried at a whiskey festival and on the podcast tonight, and I don't think I was wrong when I tasted it before. I think, because he's always like, I've moved him over to the bourbon whiskey world over the years. So he's very excited to try these. I said, I think you're going to love them, and I'm not wrong.
And for you guys to remember it after all the whiskeys you tasted, you were there all day, and this is the one that stood out. That's a testament.
I mean, you know, this I got this first card.
Right.
You gave me one tonight, but I had this from the festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a handful, and this is the one I kept.
So that was at the Hainer, what's the
Henrik
name? Henrik Farms.
Henrik
right,
yeah.
Which I would tell anybody who's listening, if you ever have a reason to go to Henrik Farms, where is it? In Circleville? Not Circleville.
Towards Delaware.
Yeah, towards Delaware. Yeah, you go to Delaware and then you take a right.
Yeah.
But it's a it's a fabulous venue.
It really is.
Fabulous venue. So they had all the Ohio distillers do an event there. And we were stuck way in the corner, which is fine. We're the new guys. What do you expect, right? But we had lines at our table.
Yeah. Because
they had a pop-up liquor store.
Yes.
And I don't know how many cases they had, but they sold every bottle of Magnolia they had.
Yes, they did. I'll tell you why you had a line, even though you were stuck in the corner, because at a festival like that, word spreads quickly. Have you tried Magnolia? Anybody that came over there and tried your whiskey and tried your product went and told somebody else, and they went in line.
I told you, guy. I went to the booth. Yep. I said, these people seem nice. Yep. Dino, go over there right now.
And try it. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, thank you, Dino.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks,
John,
boys. Thanks, everybody.
Cheers. Chip was with us. Yes,
I was not there.
Hansberry was not there. He missed
it. Was my kid's birthday.
Oh, jeez. He had to choose between his kid's birthday and going with us to
you made the right choice.
In the big picture.
I've stayed married for 48 years. Yeah. You made the right choice. And do it again. Do it again.
Married, divorced. You do the math. Oh.
Big surprise. So what do we think about the Bottle and Bond?
It's my favorite. Really good. I like it. That this is like picking favorite children at the moment, but I'm picking the middle child. That's right. My favorite because
that's the redheaded stepchild.
Which one is the rye?
The Bottle and Bond.
The Bottle and Bond? No, it is not. That's my favorite right now. Yeah. I love them both. Yeah. But the rye is amazing.
They're still compatible. They pair each other nicely.
Yeah, I think that anybody that's watching or listening needs to get them both. Because you're gonna want to sit down with people who appreciate good whiskeys and compare them and see which one you like better. But they're both excellent. Yeah. But now the rye is definitely
right. As I mentioned, we're doing a tasting at a private club, and I said, "Well, you want us to a bourbon thing? You want us to, you know, which bottle you want us to focus on?" And the guy goes, all of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I said tonight.
He said, fine.
Yeah, that was so sweet. Which one do you guys want to try?
All of them.
You brought three.
Like, we'll start with this one.
Well, you brought three. We're going to try three before it's all said and done. Oh, man. So where do you want to see it go, friend?
We're in between 50 and 60 stores around the state.
Okay.
Cincinnati, Dayton are good markets for us. Cleveland's a little slow, and we want more stores, and we want to get in more states. I'm amazed at...
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready for anything.
Are you ready for more states? Because more states means more bottles, more whiskey. Are you ready to meet the demand?
I went out and bought 10,000 bottles.
Okay, you're ready.
Yeah. Right. Print some labels, you know?
And, there you go.
Right. And I'm getting another 100 barrels. And one thing we want to do is we want to get some product from Kentucky. And I'm still working on that, but I think
what are you trying to get?
Well, I want to get a bourbon.
Yeah.
And because Samuel Pike, all his product was distilled in Kentucky, and then proofed and bottled in Cincinnati.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying to emulate his story, and Megan and I have recreated S.N. Pike's Magnolia to what it is now.
Mm-hmm. You've done a fine job, friend.
Yeah.
You've done a fine job. All right, tell us about this last one, this barrel proof. Tell us a little bit about it.
Now, first things, the most important thing, which is rules, it's a rule, which of course I break, is is when you're drinking the barrel proof, make sure that you have a husband or a wife available to drive you, or an Uber driver.
Get the Uber gift card ready to go.
The third time you've mentioned it this
evening. We put it on the label. Do not drive yourself.
It's a lesson you want to pound home. Okay. Right.
But after we created the first two, the 94 and the Bottle and Bond, I wanted a third product. And barrel proof is very popular, as you guys know.
I can't read the proof.
Can I have just a little more?
Oh, well, by all means, sir.
I want to make sure my taste is proper.
Is your wife or husband here?
What's the proof on this one?
So this.
This one clocked in at what? 124?
122?
Licorice on the nose.
Let me see it, Johnny.
I guess so. It's kind of scrawly. It's kind of scrawly.
The guy was drinking it when he was.
This is 125.
Okay. So. So what we do with the barrel proof is we'll take five barrels dispersed through our available barrels, which is diminishing happily every week, and we'll blend those together for consistency. And one barrel might be 118 proof. Another barrel might be 132 proof. You know, it all depends, as you guys know, where you are in the rickhouse over the years.
Sure.
And if you're on the sunny side, right, you're going to wind up with a higher proof. You're on the other side, it's not going to be temperatures up and down. It's going to be a lower proof.
Is there a window nearby?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, kinds of stuff that the history and the story in Kentucky is just fascinating. Fascinating. Have you guys, just let me digress. Have you guys
digress all you want, friend.
Have you guys read Pappy Land by Wright?
You got it?
It's up here. It's where
okay.
Is it? Yeah, yes.
And I recommend that to two groups of people. And then we'll get back to my product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is fabulous.
It's a great book.
You think it's a story about bourbon, but it's really a story about fathers and sons.
Yes.
And I have a son, and I was in the military, and it's a fabulous story. I pass that. I have two copies. I pass them around to my friends, and I shake my finger at them and say, you make sure you give this back to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't you think it was a great story?
It says it right there, a story of family, fine bourbon, and things that last.
Yeah. Yeah, which is friends.
Yes.
Which is friendship.
Huge.
Right.
That sounds like
And as you said, alley. Dino, yeah. As you said, Dino, and I know your group agrees, the reason to drink bourbon is to spend time with friends, you know, and enjoy life. And I'm a firm believer in that. I totally. So.
What was the thing I just wrote on our website? Just the beginning of it. I'm too old to get new friends, which ain't so bad, right, because the friends that I have are the best that I've had.
There you go.
Oh, so cheers.
There you go. Cheers to that, my friend.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Cheers. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so we decided for our third offering, we were going to do a barrel proof. So we get four or five barrels, and we don't have to proof them.
No.
We just blend them, you know. First of all, we do a very light filter just to get the big chunks of charcoal out, so we don't filter it per se,
right?
Just enough to clean it up, because you don't see a lot of junk in the bottle. And
this is one of those spaghetti things.
That's about right.
Strainer.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. Pretty close.
You guys smell licorice at all?
Licorice. Big licorice, yeah. Right out of the both on the nose and on the taste. I'm picking up anise. And licorice big time, which I dig. So yeah,
and it's still sweet. It's hot on the tip of your tongue.
Caramel, cinnamon.
It doesn't burn. It's
cinnamon.
Really smooth for 122.
Yeah, no. Think of the proof.
That's the big misnomer, though. Sometimes everybody thinks just because something is a high proof, 121, 125, it's going to burn and be hot. And sometimes that is the case, but a lot of times they are some of the smoothest drinking things, which is why you offer up the word of caution, because this fakes you out.
It's
candy. You think you're
fine. Oh, it does.
You think you're fine.
You have two or three of these, and it's like, good night, Irene.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know who Irene is.
I know. I don't either, but.
But
I don't want to meet her.
Ooh, cinnamon. I just had cinnamon. Maybe shiver.
Johnny, yes, I did pick up on the anise, the licorice in there, for sure. Oh,
that's very nice.
Great finish.
Yeah.
Sweet, warm, and lasting for the finish.
Yes.
Wow. Right?
Right.
So we've had a lot of success with this.
You should.
And where it's led to, this is a fun story, is I'm trying to get shelf space. Mm. So I said, we got to get three products. You know, now I'm thinking of a fourth product, because I want to bump Middle West, and I want to bump, Old Elk.
Yeah,
and bump is the wrong word. Just move them down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Because they'd bump the shit out of me.
You're at a concert. Sure. Standing room only show. You got it.
Out of the way. So we're building a $6 million facility.
What this has resulted in is we're doing our fifth barrel pick from people having our barrel proof. They say clubs have come to us. Bars have come to us.
Right.
And that's a fun thing. Buckeye Bourbon House
We just completed one. It's at the stores. They're buying it now for the Liberty Township firemen.
Nice.
You know,
right.
A bunch of soldiers and all this. Just great guys. You know, I said, anything I can do for your guys. And the guy said to me, he said, when you do a barrel pick, round numbers, you get about 220 bottles.
Right. Yeah.
You know, with the 94 proof, you'll get close to 300. So with the 220 barrel pick for the fireman, the guy says, "Yeah, I don't know if I can get 220.
Yeah,
I can get 200." I said, "Fine, I'll buy the others myself."
I bet you sold them. I bet you sell them all out.
Totally.
Yeah, you did.
Totally. But I told him, I said, "Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
whatever you want, whatever you can do. The guy's a freaking soldier. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in the Army. Whatever I can do for the guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and he's a fireman." And he's my fireman. And I said, "You just make sure when I call you, you come to my house
right.
And it doesn't burn down."
My cat does not get stuck in a tree.
No. My cat can get stuck in a tree. Just the only question is, do I get out the pellet gun or the 22?
Right. We actually did a barrel selection for one of your competitors, Watershed. Watershed invited us to do a whiskey business.
Awesome.
Barrel pick. And... you know, and that yielded about 185
bottles.
What was
the proof?
It was
119.
Yeah, 119.
Really?
119.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So on all these bottles, when we started, everything was 3.5 to 4 years old.
Nice.
Okay. Right? Now listen to this. So we sold all that stuff. A year goes by. Now they're 4.5 mm-hmm. to 5.5. We sell that stuff. We're in our third year. Everything's 5+ years old.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the profile changes a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It only gets better.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is amazing. Now, I wanted to sell everything the first year. You know?
Sure. Of course.
Of course. But, you know.
But the fact now that stuff is aging and it's
so
in
we're doing
longer,
we're doing
it all the better.
We've done a couple of barrel picks. We're harvesting the barrel pick for OPA up in Delaware mm-hmm. next week.
Yeah, he's been on the podcast as well.
You what tell, a great
tell our,
guy.
Tell our friend Ginty
Genty,
hello.
Yeah, Ginty, right.
Tell him hello.
What a collection.
He's due back. Yeah, he's...
Have you been to his place?
Oh, yeah. And I say this with love, he's crazy about whiskey. I mean, that guy is on...
I think the best bar and the best selection and the best in the state.
In the state, without... Wow. I mean, there's a bar in Dayton that could rival him, but I don't okay. even so know if that's.
But for those of you who are listening, if you're any place near Delaware, go to OPA.
Yeah, he's
downtown. It's fabulous.
He's got his finger on the pulse.
The guy's very smart. I admire
of the brown liquors.
Yep, I admire him a lot.
He was on one of our early podcasts, like year one.
Yeah. So then we're doing agreed to do a pick for I think it's a Cincinnati club in Cincinnati. So we're doing all socioeconomic groups.
It's okay. Groups is how you get the word out.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Right. Right.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Isn't this great?
This is really good. Really good.
Can we crack open that water bottle and get just give it a little splash?
I'm going to leave that with you guys, too.
You're going to open that? You want to open it up a little bit, Hansberry? Hansberry wants to open it up a little bit.
I want to try the imported water.
He wants to open it up a little.
Do you make ice cubes out of that water?
We have a splash.
No, because they stick.
That's a little bit
yes.
I should, but that's exactly what I do with it.
Yeah, I'm good. I want mine. As
that's
is.
That's what gets this water story alone is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This type of water. I don't know any other brands where they get their water, but that you have a story.
Well,
in Ohio,
I don't want to denigrate anybody.
No.
But I'm not putting Columbus or Gahanna water in my good bourbon.
Right. Exactly.
That's all I can
no
say.
Denigration taken.
Right. It takes a little bit off the front. It's nice. It does round it off a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are gonna make me pour a little water in my.
Just open it up.
Just a touch.
You don't have to worry about a wife or a husband or an Uber.
Or driving.
No, you just have to worry about getting rid of me in the morning.
Sometime you have to get rid of him.
Right.
You can stay here as long as you want. We can watch a movie, get a pizza.
Oops. So how do we like this, boys? How do we like this offering?
We love this.
I think I got to get all three. I can't choose. It's like children. I can't choose between them.
Yeah, I said a favorite child. But I'm still, you know, why can't I put that on there?
That's the wrong top.
Oh, that's that's why.
I'm smelling fruit.
Yes.
Like an orange.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to say like a citrus type smell. And the flavor. There's something going on with citrus, right?
Right. I always, when people ask me, what do you taste? What do you think? You know, because I know my smeller, you know, I'm an old guy. My smeller doesn't work that well, but I know what I like and stuff like this. And people will say, well, what do you taste? And I'll say, well, it reminds me of that saddle out in Montana back in the 80s when... You know, what are you kidding me? What do you taste? I don't know.
But people are hanging on every word. Oh, this guy knows his bourbon.
Oh,
knows
his
whiskey.
Yeah. Leather saddle
in Montana. It
must be quite an equestrian.
I was out on the ranch. I decided to leave real estate for a few years and find myself.
Right.
The hunt for a Curly's gold.
That's right.
Yeah.
To Yellowstone.
Yes. It was just great being with you guys. You know, whether we were in a podcast or not, I'd love to just sit here and drink with you boys.
I forgot to turn the mics on.
So.
Forgot to push the go button.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
But, only point of all these stories that you're tolerating me.
Not tolerating.
Dealing with the people you meet in life and your fellow man and your friends, you know, that's what it's all about.
We're going to start to wrap things up because I and we can continue to drink.
Let me thank you boys.
No, let me thank
you
for being
together. This is just great. It's a lot of fun.
I told you you'd have a good time.
Appreciate it.
I know you did.
I hope you had a good time.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
guys.
I hope you had a good time because you have a great product. You're a good man. You have a great product. I love the fact that it's family involved as well. So thank you, Megan, for making all this happen as well, staying in touch with us and keeping things going. Chip got a lot of photos.
I just requested your daughter to follow in me on Instagram as well.
She will.
Just you?
Just me first.
Okay. If a guy 6'7" shows up,
did you not listen to the everything?
He's a handsome Italian, the best guy in the world. I don't know.
We're gonna wrap things up. Our guest has been Ed Carey, who considers himself to be a whiskey merchant. I like that. I like that, by the way. The merch is Magnolia Whiskey, which we have thoroughly enjoyed. Check this out at your favorite local place if they have it. If they don't, ask for it. Say, why aren't you selling Magnolia? And get it. These bottles are staying here with us here at Whiskey Business Headquarters. So that's going to be
same
good.
Same thing at your bars.
No, trust me. This you'll get a lot of mileage out of these three bottles because I will share them with friends.
I don't care.
And
do what you want.
I'm going to share them with friends and turn them on to this stuff. They will, and then they will seek it out.
Let me hit the social medias.
Hit the social medias one more time, and I'm going to wrap it up.
Whiskey Business is the podcast, not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. We are on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis, where you can watch the unedited versions of these podcasts.
That should be fun.
Hit that subscribe button while you're there.
Smash.
Click that ding.
Ding, ding.
And you'll get notifications when we get when we have new episodes. Thank you for subscribing on your favorite podcasting episode. If you're listening on whatever podcasting platform you are, hit subscribe. We got new episodes every other week, and tell your friends about it. The word of mouth is a lot of fun, and
it's helping because whatever you guys are doing, for some reason in 2023, things have just cranked up a notch, a higher percentage of subscribers and listeners than we've had in the last 3 years. Yep. All of a sudden, you know what? Much like you've got these 3 and 5 year old whiskeys that are sitting around, the same thing has happened to our podcast. Yeah. It took 3 or 4 years, but what? God damn it, people are starting to dig it and appreciate it.
Yeah.
So thank you for all that. Yes. Is that all the business?
Yeah.
I did the premise on April 13th.
April 13th, the premise.
Tickets are on sale now.
On the upfront stage, our what will we call that? Our branch off
the side hustle.
The side hustle that we love. It's gonna.
It's a good
for
that's,
you.
That's fun. You'll enjoy that
you
too.
You can go back in our archives at whiskeybusinesspod.com. Yeah, it's there, and yeah. there's shows that we did. It's a live podcast at a comedy show.
It's a comedy.
But we had before pandemic, and then but we're starting back up. So
and it's breaking different type of podcast ground.
April 13th is the one you got to
check
focus
your
on
local
right
listing.
April 13th is the one you got to focus on now.
And they get to meet Dino Tripodis in person.
Yeah, that's right. Not a draw. Let's go focus on all the focus on all the other stuff. Ed Carey,
Hansberry, his crazy sidekick.
Ed Carey, thank you. People will see you out and about
thank
doing
you.
Tastings.
This has been wonderful.
It has been. Thank you, my friend. Magnolia Whiskey. Mark it down, check it out, and get it. My name is Dino Tripodis. This is Whiskey Business. Until the next bottle, see you.
Science, science, science. Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes.
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes.
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes... Yes! Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.